I'm Eric Warista.
This is Noam Shore.
And you're listening to The Last Team on Turf, the New England Revolution fan podcast. Noam, welcome to 2024.
Welcome to 2024. It's a whole new season for us, a whole new start.
The season starts. We're refreshed, confident, pumped up.
We're in a freezing, cold, desolate parking lot outside Gillette Stadium in our snowless environment. Here for round two of the CONCACAF Champions League Revolution and
Independiente
from Panama.
Revs won the first leg, 1-0. Season got off to a good start. And then last weekend, it all sort of fell apart in the MLS home opener against DC United.
Away opener. MLS opener.
MLS opener. MLS opener against DC United. Giacomo Veroni sent off early in the game. Revs go down 3-1.
It was a very disappointing game. They came off the Panama game with a nice 1-0 win, as you said. Looking good. Some good, decent passing. Their first game of the season. Who would expect a strong game out of the gate? Thousands of miles away on a heavy, sodden grass turf. Came away with some nice passing. Good combination play. Looked pretty good. Veroni hit the post. And you start the season with Veroni getting two yellow cards by the 26th minute to be sent off in the first game of the season. It was a shocking moment.
It was really unbelievable. But we're back tonight at Gillette Stadium. It's about 20 degrees, windy, cold. This game is kicking off at 8:15 p.m. for some reason.
Why are we here?
I don't know, but hopefully the Revs can put this one away early. It is an aggregate goals setup, and the Revs are up 1-0 on aggregate here as we get ready to start the home Champions League match.
The only thing we do know for sure is that Veroni will be starting because he's suspended from the next match in MLS with red card. So that will be maybe the biggest storyline aside from who's crazy enough to be out here in the 15-degree wind chill.
Yeah, but I think, you know, what's important is we were talking a little bit earlier about this season and how things look for the Revs and just what they have, what they don't have. And there's a lot of positives. They have a new goalkeeper. We'll see how that works out. Thomas Chonkalai was brought in on a full-time permanent transfer, and he's looked very good so far. He got the goal in the Panama game. Carlos Gil is back. Always fun to watch. Best player in the league, but we talked a little bit about, are they wasting his potential? He's getting older.
Right.
I think this is the last year of his contract, maybe second to last year. So,
yeah, I think that was the hardest part for me in the DC game is, and if you haven't watched it, it's worth watching the highlights, specifically for Carlos Gil, who scored in the second half a tying goal that was just a golazo of artistry, beauty, just a stunning strike from outside the box, the top left corner of the net. Just really just an amazing goal. And then the team went on to lose the game 3-1. And it really sunk home that, yeah, you've got Carlos Gil, this one of the greatest players ever in MLS. Certainly, I think, one of the greatest players, aside from maybe Messi at this point in the league. And what is the team around him? And it just seems like a very wasted opportunity to not build something stronger. Perhaps it was just a rough start coming off of travel for Veroni. The new goalie, Ravas, also had a difficult game. The whole team looked out of sorts, and it just makes you wonder, are they any different than they were last year, which was not a very good team, except for Carlos Gil.
Right, yeah. And in the DC United game, you saw a lot of, by the second half, when they were down, a lot of Carlos Gil putting his hands up in the air, looking at the referee, making faces when the game was gone, and the Revs really didn't play well enough to earn even a point in that game. And it gets to this deeper question of, are the Revs just going to be a feeder team for European leagues, or are they going to try to build a winning franchise here? And they did, when you look back at the team that had the most success in the last 5 years for the Revs, that team that made it to the Eastern Conference Finals, you know, they sold Matt Turner, then they brought in Jordy Petrovic, sold him, sold Tejan Buchanan. But the one that I think...
Sold
Adam Buksa. That's the one you jumped right on it. That's the one that hurts the most, I think, because that didn't work out for the player who hasn't really done much. He's been hurt. He hasn't been effective. And it didn't work out for the Revs because they've had a really hard time finding someone who can take the scoring load off of Carlos Hill and some of the other forwards.
So here we are. It's time to head into the cold for our first game of the season. I'm excited.
First game of the season. Here we go.
Let's do this.
All right. And we're back. 3-0 Revs win. We think, maybe four.
We think.
we bailed in the 81st minute.
I'm pretty proud of the effort.
Solid.
Yeah, I learned...
We're talking about us. We're not talking about the Revs.
Right. God, I learned that chemical warmers that are 3 years old are still serviceable. They just take a little while to warm up.
So, quick observations from the game.
They finished the construction in the stadium, so that's all nice. And the big change is the seating for the teams is now on the other side of the field.
Yeah, that's right. So we had been on the bench side, and they've moved the benches. So the benches are now on the other side.
I don't know if it's just for this game, if there's something about CONCACAF that the benches need to be on the other side, or if it's a permanent change.
Yeah, we'll see Sunday at the Revs home opener. But I kind of like it. I think on the one hand, you can see everybody on the bench. On the other hand, when the bench is on your side, you see everybody's back, but you see the players warming up a little more.
Yeah, and closely. You see the coach. You can see, like, the coach yelling right at the players and gesturing, whatever.
Right.
So things they want to do.
We lose that.
Right. But it was also very cold, so it was hard to tell. Everyone's bundled up. So, I don't think I saw Caleb Porter. I couldn't spot him among all the warm-up suits on the other side, necessarily.
Right. It's just a sea of parkas on the other side.
The turf looked different, I want to say. It looked a little more grass-like.
It looked better.
It did look better.
It looked new. It looked pretty clean, not worn out like it looks some years. And they weren't watering it tonight, which usually they water the turf.
Right. It was a little cold. It would have frozen in an ice field. Yeah. I will say with a low attendance game, I mean, attendance like maybe a couple thousand people,
I'd say like 5,000. 5,000? 5,000,
6,000? Really? It's still in a stadium the size anyway. Even if it's 5,000, there's a lot of space. We got to take in each half from the offensive side of the half for the Revs in the front row. That was a nice perspective. I'm not used to sitting in the front row.
Yeah, big upgrade. Front row. You know, usually we're up in row 12, and we talk about like the depth perception being better up there, and it probably is, but it's also nice. It's surprisingly nicer just being that much closer. And yeah,
a game like this, it kind of feels like the stadium is your living room. You can go anywhere you want and sit anywhere you want. And there's no lines for pretzels at halftime. It's kind of convenient. You just have to put up with tough weather.
Yeah, tough weather. But in the first half, Chunkele and Carlos Hill were standing over a free kick, like basically 15 feet away from us, right outside the 18.
Right, you're right
and
there.
And you could almost hear what they were saying to each other. Odds are it was in Spanish, so it would have been pretty useless for us to hear. But and then in the second half, Esmir got fouled right in front of us, or I think he got a Charlie horse or something.
Yeah,
but
that was tough. There was another foul, too, there was a basically a goal line save by a paddleball player that was an unfortunate location of the shot. And what was kind of funny is that the video replay kept showing the same play, and it was very painful. You could tell, like, you felt bad for the poor guy.
Yeah.
But each one kind of elicited a louder chant of response from the crowd. They showed it like 5 times, and by like the 5th time, there was like a cheer every time the poor guy got hit where you don't want to get hit.
Right, and in a game in a stadium where there's usually a real deficit of replays, that replay they kept showing it. It was almost like they showed it slower and slower, and they zoomed in more and more, and you saw the poor guy take one right in the man region, and just pain. I yelled out, "Stop showing it!" Because it was just such a no fun for anybody at that point.
Yeah, they even showed replays of fouls, which they never do. I think that's just a CONCACAF thing, because they are a little worried about people getting a little upset about things. But the refereeing was a little bit challenging. Rioni picked up another yellow card, this time for embellishment on a dive, I guess, the box. I thought it was a legitimate foul, or at least fell over if they didn't want to call it a penalty. Yellow seemed a little bit harsh to me on that.
Yeah.
He did redeem himself at the end of the game, at least from our perspective. He had a really nice pass and assist to Boateng for the third goal. Had some other decent hold-up play. Also had some chances that could have been put in the back of the net.
It wasn't, for a blowout win, it wasn't a great game, but they never really were in danger either.
Right.
So.
But I think the only thing we can pick up from this is that the Revs can compete with a average Central American team.
Yeah.
And I thought, I was surprised at how good the Panamanian side looked today, given how they didn't look so good in the first game at home. But they were pressing. I feel like they watched the DC game tape against the Revs, where DC pressed very heavily in the first half, and the Revs had no answer, really.
Right.
And Panama did the same thing today. It was quite effective. I thought the Revs didn't look so great in their possession and their play out of the back. It took them a while to really get going.
It could have been the pressing. It could have been that they were all wearing pants. All the Panama players were wearing.
So they were a little bit warmer. They could move a little bit better.
I think, I think they, I don't know, warmer or just wearing pants instead of shorts. They all had on those long long johns, basically, under the shorts. Where a couple of the Revs players, you know, credit to them, came out in just shirt sleeves tonight.
Yeah.
15-degree wind chill, windy, disrupted a lot of goal kicks. Punts were pretty much useless. Corners, you never knew where the ball was going to go.
Right. A lot of misjudged headers.
But a fun night, despite the weather. And
the Revs were undefeated in CONCACAF Champions League play.
Undefeated, moving on to the next round of the Champions League. And we'll look forward to doing this again soon.
We'll be back. Thanks for listening.
See you next time. Thank you for listening to The Last Team on Turf, a New England Revolution fan podcast with Eric Warista and Noam Shore. We hope you enjoyed the show and can't wait to hear from you. The show was hosted, produced, and edited by Eric Warista and Noam Shore, and all opinions expressed are their own. Incidental music written, arranged, and performed by Eric Warista. Revs crowd clips appear courtesy of the New England Revolution.